Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? My name's Hartzell, broadcasting all the way live for the first time from the Ambassador Hotel. Happy Monday, kiddy!
Good morning. I was just wondering, do you remember?
Do I remember? What do I remember today?
Do you remember the 21st of September?
Oh my
how
God.
Love was flying in the air and changing our hearts forever.
Boo! It's a Monday, kitty. You're gonna kick this off with a 21st night
I
of September
love
joke.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Let me give you the day. Today, Monday, September 21st, as Kitty says, the 21st night of September, the last day of summer. Pour one out.
What summer? I didn't go to the pool. I wore a bikini twice to lay on my back deck, and both times I started sweating so bad I had to come in so I wouldn't pass out.
I'm hoping that we're going to get a fall. The last few days have been real nice, real nice. But today, let me tell you about your weather today. It's gonna be a high of 75. Your low this evening, right around like 59 degrees. The crucial UV index. Kitty, you want to know what that UV index is?
You know I love me some UV index.
We sitting at a 1 out of 10, Kitty. We fine. That UV index is fine.
Have we looked it up to even see what that means?
Nope. Have no idea. Your sunset time, 7:15. Your moon phase, Kitty, a waxing crescent. Is that what we had on Friday, too?
I think so.
I think it was. We are broadcasting live from the Ambassador Hotel. I'm sitting here in a lovely robe. Ain't got no clothes on. I could get used to this.
We went pretty hard yesterday, huh?
Oh yeah, we turned it up way too quick. Like that was it got a little shambly. We got a little swifty.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna be doing this for the Urban Oasis. So those Chiefs watch parties. So if there's a Chiefs game, you should come and kick it with us. It was a good turnout. Everybody wore the mask. We had a good time. Got a bite to eat. Got way too many drinks.
Way too many drinks.
Had a good time. Go Chiefs. Chiefs picking up that dub.
Yeah.
OT.
That butt kicker guy, he really let us have it.
Hit that, what, 58-yarder? You know, because when we met, I didn't know how much of a Chiefs fan you were, to be honest. I didn't know if you were just a casual fan. I know you got the jerseys and all.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you showed up to the watch party yesterday, had that vintage Chiefs jersey. Where'd you get that from?
I just acquired it, honestly.
That was nice. That was very solid. We were very much workshopping. You know, this is the first one we've done, really. And we weren't initially going to have a DJ. I think we got to keep the DJ now.
I really enjoyed having the DJ there. It was a lot of fun.
Well, it's fun to play back and forth because at right around, like, I don't know, second quarter, well, really the 2-minute warning in the first half is when I'm starting to feel it. And so you make that look to your DJ. 2-minute warning, I gave Hayden that look, and he's like, hey, all right, we're going to work together. And so we were able to use our powers together. And it was a good time. Got the people going. The Ambassador Hotel was hot last night.
Yeah, no, we did. We turned up. What were some of those giveaways you were doing yesterday? Because not going to lie, I mean, I was a little salty that I was your plus one.
We had, let me pull up, because we had some for next week, too. So, yeah, we had a $50 gift card to the bar, so the American Reserve, the bar downstairs. Mm-hmm. We had a 12-pack of Boulevard Wheat, and like our grand prize was a weekend stay here at the Ambassador Hotel. So
get your robe too. We all meet in the lobby, you know.
We should do a thing. We should have like the robe gang.
Actually, that would be kind of cool.
Meet me in the lobby.
I actually made that comment not too long ago, how you've missed out on capitalizing on the sweet life of Zach and Hardy. Since, you know, you're twins, we get to hang out in a hotel. Your brother's name is Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could totally be doing some elevator races or rolling on the luggage carts, you know.
So, Kitty, I teased this at the beginning of the show. It is the last day of summer. I can't believe it. If you even want to consider this a summer at all, but on the calendar, it says that today is the last day of summer. So what are you going to do? How are you going to spend this last day? What are some things you can do to make the most of your swan song to the summer? That's what I was thinking last night. I took some time in this beautiful hotel room to put together for you and for the KC Morning Host, Kitty, a list!
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list!
Yeah, 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 that's right! It's been a long time. When's the last time we had a list of Hartzell on this show, Kitty? It's been way too long.
I feel like it was pre-Kitty era. PKE.
You might be right. I think my last list was Pete's last show.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. It's time. It's more
than time.
You know,
I didn't listen to that episode.
Look at you throwing shade. What up, Pete? Peter W. Sweeney. The W stands for where you been, huh? Where you been, man? No, he's doing just fine. He's doing good. I talked to Pete last week. He's doing good. But let's do this. A list of Hartzell. My name's Hartzell. This is my list. And the list today consists of this. Things for you to do. How to spend your last days of the summer. They break it down in four parts, Kitty. Okay, this is according to wikihow.com.
Is lying on the floor in a puddle of your own tears part of the list?
Let's see here. That is...
So I got a jump start on it.
It wasn't. It was not. It should have been. It should have been on this list. So here's what they got. They have how to spend your last day of summer in four parts. Method number one, binging your favorite things. So maybe that's binging a snack buffet, binging your favorite television show, binging or completing a favorite video game. The time is now. John Cena said the time is now. Do that. Maybe you need to read your favorite book. Granted, you have one day to do these things, so maybe get on that. Method number two, pampering yourself, Kitty. You got to pamper on this your last day of summer. Maybe go to your favorite restaurant. Treat yourself, as Tom Haverford would say. Go shopping, both in person or virtual, because you know this is a new normal. You don't feel like maybe you're safe enough to be distanced at the mall. Shop online, baby girl. Treat yourself. You've earned this. This is the last day of summer. You've earned this. Method number three, hanging out with your friends. Can you throw a socially distanced party today? Maybe you want to play a role-playing game online. Ooh. Play a little Dungeons and Dragons on your last day of summer.
That's not the kind of role-play I was thinking about, but all right.
You nasty. You nasty. And method number four. This is things you can do on this, your last day of summer. Maybe do something creative. They have right here, they say, make a tie-dye shirt. Seems very, it's a very specific activity, but I love it. They say you could create a vlog. Start your own podcast.
Yeah, oh, today I'm just going to go start a vlog while I'm wearing my tie-dye shirt at my favorite restaurant, getting my telepathy back massage.
Write a short story, maybe.
We actually have several.
We have a pandemic storyline. Yeah, what's our what was our pandemic screenplay we were going to put together?
It was definitely a rom-com, you know. It was about this couple.
It was some kind of like quarantine love story,
yeah,
right?
It was a quarantine love story. Like, they lived in the same apartment building but didn't actually like get to know each other until obviously they were all locked in. Yeah, and then we wrote a second one, and that one is still actually on my fridge. On my little notes tab, and it was kind of funny. It was what about like nerds and
what was that? I don't remember.
That was the high school one about like nerds and jocks and how they come back, like over the summer, like after the pandemic. And
it was about
how kids will go back to school.
Oh my god! Yeah, that was the. Oh man, how high were we that night? I totally forgot. We were so ridiculous. That was the idea we wanted to say, that in the middle of the pandemic,
that all these kids had just gone and become like adultified, you know?
Yeah. So like they paused school like in March. These were like 18-year-old seniors, and they reset school like 3 years later, but they had to pick up where they left off. So you get like 22-year-old seniors and like 19-year-old freshmen in high school. That could be
decent.
That
one's still pretty funny.
That one's got legs.
That one's like late night American Pie type comedy.
Oh, absolutely. Like stoner mid-2000s comedy.
Yes, yes. That cult classic.
Look at us. Did we just find an activity to do on the last day of summer?
I'm going to take a nap later.
You're going to take a nap. And I'm going to try to pick myself off of the bathroom floor. Preferably not here at the hotel. Let's try to make it back to our place first. Can we do that? Kitty, it is Monday. September 21st, the last day of summer. Shall we do the news?
Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Yeah! My name's Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show, Kid A.
Hello, I'm depressed.
What the hell's happening?
You know what the news is going to be about.
What we need right now is the power of positivity on this show. I need to turn this thing around. I'm not asking for you to do a freestyle, because that's a Friday thing. That's what Kitty does on Friday. She freestyles your news intro. But I need you to give me something to take us into this news intro, to feel a little bit better, because we're about to kick it off with a bummer story. And the world knows what the story is, so it's not a surprise. So I need you to get us pumped up. To quote 44, hello, Kitty. No, no, I'm not talking about the doll. I'm talking about you as a person. And I just want to say, first off, welcome to the KC Morning Show. I've heard nothing but good things from you, from Hartzell and Sasha and Malia and Michelle. And the whole family loves you. So on this bummer of a day, can you get us pumped up? Dare I say, fired up, ready to go? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you will.
In spite of our lack of exciting news happening, I do feel quite riled up and ready to fight that good fight. I'm ready to march. I am not ready to give up. I'm a little depressed, yeah, today.
That's just life. That's just 2020 is a little bit depressing. We're all going to be a little depressed. That's okay. We got this together. We're going to do this.
You know?
We in the heart of downtown Kansas City right now, Kitty. We are amongst our people right now. Yep. Literally, I'm looking outside. I see some lovely construction work, but through the construction,
there's a KC Daiquiri shop.
That's really what we need to see right there. So I'm good to go. Kitty, on the show today, guess what we got? Making a return appearance on a Monday.
Ooh.
Sean Edwards.
I love Sean.
We usually do flicks on Fridays, and we're going to do movie on a Monday.
Ooh.
Because Sean talked to Janelle Monáe. So we've got Janelle Monáe and Sean on the show today. I'm very excited. We talked about the new movie. Her latest is Antebellum. That came out on Friday. It's great, but it is heavy.
I've been seeing the trailers for it.
Yeah, and Sean got Janelle. And I'm super excited for you to hear this. Kansas City's very own Janelle Monáe. She's the best of us. I love it when one of our own, you know, when they make it, but they still want to put on for our city. Like, they still rep Kansas City. Like, when I see Jason Sudeikis with that KC hat, you know, or when I see Paul Rudd repping any kind of KC anything, I love it. So we got Sean Edwards back on your KC Morning Show today with Janelle Monáe. Very, very excited for that. But first things first, Kitty, let's do the news. COVID!
U.S. hit another major milestone in the coronavirus pandemic, 200,000 deaths related to the virus. Missouri is reporting 1,387 new cases today and 13 new deaths. Here's a look at the positivity rate. 11.3% of tests are coming back positive in Missouri. Kansas is down a bit to 15.1%. The national average is just under 5%.
So, here's what we got so far. 28 states in the country have seen an increase of at least 10% of COVID cases in the last week. So that ain't great. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said Friday, so we're a few days behind on this one, but they said Friday that the state has confirmed 52,285 cases, with unfortunately 596 deaths since the outbreak started. On the Missouri side now, reported on Sunday, so yesterday, that over 1,700 deaths on the Missouri side, 1,795, with over 112,000 confirmed cases since the outbreak started. Do you want to have an update on that chief story?
Yeah. I did. I've been seeing some stuff go around on Facebook, so we need to maybe clarify.
Yeah, the results are in. The Chiefs fan who tested positive for COVID-19 one day after attending the season opener was apparently allowed into an open-air field box in the stadium's lower level without a negative test to get through. So it got through protocol. And I will say this first off, I'm not even trying to like throw shade on the Chiefs, but the protocol only works if we do it. Like, that's how I got dinged for sporting. Remember, like, I was going to work.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I had to go through and get the testing before I could even be allowed in the stadium. And, you know, lucky for us, we caught it, you know, and I was
exactly
asymptomatic.
And they sent you home, though.
Exactly.
After two tests.
Mm-hmm. I ended up taking five, you know? So, Chiefs, let's do better on that. R.I.P. Rest in power and peace to Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg was consistently one of the U.S. Supreme Court's moderate to liberal members. First as a lawyer, then a judge and a justice, she believed the Constitution guaranteed women greater rights.
Over the course of now over two centuries, it has grown and developed so that more and more people are included in that concept, we the people.
Rejected after law school for a Supreme Court clerkship because she was a woman, she began her legal career as a law professor and pioneering advocate for women's legal rights.
successfully arguing a string of cases before the Supreme Court that made it easier to sue for sex discrimination. It was President Carter who first appointed her to be a federal judge. Then in 1993, President Clinton put her on the Supreme Court, making her the second woman justice.
It contributes to the end of the days when women, at least half the talent pool in our society, appear in high places only as one-at-a-time performers.
I actually found out through one of my friends that according to Jewish tradition, a person who dies on Rosh Hashanah, which began on Friday, is known as a tzaddik, and that means a person of great righteousness.
Stop, really?
I'm being dead serious.
Oh, wow. That's pretty spot on.
It said, Baruch Dayan Chachemit, blessed is the true judge.
She had an impact on so many people, including here locally.
What's next? How do we figure out what our country looks like without Ruth Bader Ginsburg? How do we honor her with action and making sure that we are carrying on the work that she paved the way for us to do?
Ginsburg inspired Emily Weber to run for office.
She fought for equality for everyone. Right now in our state, in our country, we do not have equality for everyone.
And we want to make sure we get towards a more perfect union, which is what she wanted.
We have to now wear multiple hats, because as much as I want to just devote the rest of my week to just reading all I can about RBG and watching the movies and watching the documentaries, we got to talk politics. Potentially, Kitty, this could be like, I mean, honestly, this could be a game changer.
Politics, obviously a huge factor here. You just talked about how it's going to play into the presidential race, but also for the senators who are up for re-election. And we have an open Senate seat in Kansas.
A full third of the Senate is up this year, and it's going to, as you say, Haley, have an enormous impact on these races, including here in Kansas. The Democrat, Barbara Boyer, issued a statement. She's calling Ginsburg a giant who redefined our understanding of being a woman. And Republican Roger Marshall says that he and his wife are praying for the Justice family. They issue is certain to come up on Saturday when the two meet for their first debate. And this just in, Haley, the governor of Kansas, Laura Kelly, is ordering the flags at half staff.
I'll tell you right now, though, Kitty, if they try rushing this thing through, just I'm being real with you, we're making a trip to D.C. and we will take this show on the road. And I made a tweet on Friday. I mean, I will make Boy Scout camp of the Senate floor, because this is ridiculous. Like, this is absolutely ridiculous. We vote in less than 2 months. So let's talk Chiefs. Chiefs!
Let us pick this one up in overtime. You heard me correctly. Chiefs needing overtime for Harrison Butker to nail a 58-yard field goal. Actually did it twice. To beat a Chargers team playing a rookie quarterback in Justin Herbert. Nick, let me start with you here. Are you worried about this team needing overtime to beat the Chargers?
Oh, no, I'm not worried about them. Forget anything the Chargers did on offense at first. They gave this Chiefs offense as much trouble as any team has ever given it since Mahomes has taken over. The 55-yard or 45-yard pass to Tyreek Hill was unbelievable. The two-point conversion play was, I feel like, underrated in how tough it was. And on third and 20, Mahomes ran for 21 to set up the field goal at the end of regulation. They obviously didn't roll, but it doesn't make me worried about them. If anything, it feels like another instance of the Chiefs overcoming a big deficit and coming out on top thanks to the brilliance of Mahomes late.
And once again, and I know we are getting spoiled, I need to knock on wood, I need to just shut up, but even through all that, we didn't look good at all. We're the defending Super Bowl champs, y'all. I was not concerned. I really wasn't. And I know that's cocky, and I know I wouldn't have said that even, you know, 3 years ago, and I know I'm doing too much right now, but we got that Mahomes magic. It's just, and now we got buttkicker.com. Launching 58 yarders. Let's go. Let's go. We're going to have Benny Heisler back on the show on Wednesday, and we're going to be talking all about this. The Emmys were last night. Kitty, we did not watch the Emmys. We were doing victory shots by the time the Emmys rolled around.
But
That was last night. Jimmy Kimmel was the host.
Well, hello and welcome to the pandemies. Wow, it's great to finally see people again. The big question that I guess we should answer is, why would you have an award show in the middle of a pandemic? No, seriously, I'm asking, why are we having an award show in the middle of a pandemic? And what the hell am I doing here? This is the year they decide they have to have a host?
And of course, you know, the gag about all that is that there were no audience members, and that entire crowd noise was all piped in. Your winners from last night's Emmys: Best Drama. Are you interested in this? We had Succession on HBO. Best Comedy: Schitt's Creek. Just, they ran the table. That show, it's a good show. All right, Kitty, here we go. This is the good news we need. This right here is the good news that we need. Friendship rekindled. Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian. Did you know that that once budding friendship had hit a bit of a brick wall? Well, guess what? They have bulldozed right through, back to being the best of friends.
We're just hanging out. Just a fun day, me and Paris. If you haven't seen her documentary on YouTube, you guys should check it out. That's it.
A real friend will plug your YouTube documentary. That's how you know you got a real friend right there. The real ones will plug your side projects.
But again, I just don't think that Kim Kardashian deserves Paris Hilton.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're Team Paris, huh?
Always.
Always have been. Yeah. You know what? You're right. You're right.
You know, throwback to when Kim was her, what, her assistant, her maid?
Was that a thing?
That's how Kim got famous.
Oh.
Yeah, before the sex tape, she was organizing Paris's closet. Yeah,
I did not know
she was the help.
Kim was the help.
Don't you love that?
I do love that. What was the Paris Hilton and was it Nicole Richie?
Yes.
Now, that was a show I was into, and I was always Team Nicole.
You love your white women, don't you?
A man has a type. A man has a type, doesn't he? Let's wrap it up with this. As we were trying to navigate this new normal, you know, we were setting the Zoom meeting rules, you know, have a decent looking background, put some books on a bookshelf.
I have an art poster from the Nelson as my background.
You look learned it.
It's now, a nude.
Oh, it's a nude?
I have two nudes on that wall, actually.
Oh, look at you. Funny. You mentioned that, Kitty.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else. Remember, all children are on the computers and can hear your conversations. So please try to use proper language. No cussing, because if I say just no profanity, they may not know what profanity is. So no cussing, they know what that is. Number four, when you're helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarette. Parents, please understand that your child is in class, and the parents should not stay in the picture and make silly faces behind the child.
An elementary school teacher in Florida doing the Lord's work, Edith Pride. She's out there preaching. At a school board meeting last week, Edith was pressing parents to stop being idiots. That's a direct quote. Stop being idiots during their kids' online classes. She says she's seen it all, from nudity to drugs and all sorts of nonsense in the background. So parents, clean it up.
I saw a tweet the other day. It had gone viral, and obviously it's been passed around a few times, so it wasn't the original. But this girl did a screen cap of an email she received from her teacher, and he was like, "Hey, I just wanted to check in. I noticed you were drinking a Bud Light. You know, I myself enjoy a good sip of Bud Light, but I wanted to make sure there were no problems going on at home, seeing as it is 8 a.m. on a Tuesday morning." And she had no idea that her camera had been on the entire time. She was just sitting there vibing, you know. Yeah, her teacher was legitimately like, "I'm worried about you."
It's beer 30. First hour now is reserved for beer 30. That's fine.
You don't even know. I got one class at 6 p.m. And depending on how my day has gone, I often, I'll have a little chug or two, you know.
And this new normal, how many times now have we, in this new normal, during some kind of Zoom something, have had some kind of extracurricular activity next to us? Either, you know, we're smoking something, we're drinking something. What you don't know can't hurt you. If anything, I like to think that having a little taste before a Zoom meeting might loosen you up a little bit.
My problem, though, is I'm not in real class. I'm not in someone's room. I'm at my house, you know, so obviously the rules are different. And so it's weird when someone calls you out for eating a donut in the middle of someone else's presentation. Why are you staring at me?
Mm-hmm. Listen, I know you're nervous about that. Just take a shot. Just hey, take a little shot. Take the edge off a little bit. It'll be fine.
Sometimes I do. I'll turn my camera off, take a hit or a shot or whatever.
See?
It is.
See?
And then I turn it back on and they're like, "Where did you go?" I'm like, "Nowhere. I had malfunctions. Duh. It's the Wi-Fi. The dog knocked over my computer." You know, dog didn't even gotta eat your homework no more. Your dog just has to piss on your charger cord.
On the show today, Sean Edwards, our KC Morning Show film critic, also part of the screening room on Fox 4. He sits down with KC's very own Janelle Monáe. You're gonna hear that right now. Next on your KC Morning Show.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the Force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
We are descendants of the gods. This land was always ours. But we must never relent. We're nowhere and everywhere.
What's up, hometown? How you doing?
What's up, Sean? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Why did you decide to choose Antebellum? There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think this film effectively connects the dots between the past, the present, and what can be the future. I think this was an opportunity to highlight the burden that Black women carry on their backs every single day to dismantle white supremacy, to dismantle systemic racism. And I wanted to honor my ancestors and those women who do it every single day, like Congresswoman Maxine Waters, like Brittany Packnick, all of the women who started Black Lives Matter.
I'm coming!
Now tell me, you guys actually filmed on an actual plantation. What was that experience like?
It was heavy. You know, it was a lot of anger, a lot of pain. But ultimately, when I did step foot on that soil, I definitely felt the presence of my ancestors. When I was fatigued, when I didn't have it in me, when I was emotionally exhausted, they were guiding me. That's all I can say. I mean, even when I watched the first cut, I didn't see myself. I saw the spirit. I saw a spirit of this character front and center.
Congrats on everything.
Thank you, Sean. Love you.
Love you too, girl. Bye-bye.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Kitty! Ooh, I gotta keep it down. We're in a hotel room.
Yeah, the door says quiet. Oh,
whoopsie daisies. Sorry about that. My name's Hartzell. Kitty is here. This is your KC Morning Show, broadcasting all the way live. As live as you can on a podcast. From the Ambassador Hotel. Mondays on your KC Morning Show, brought to you by our friends at the Ambassador Hotel. Come kick it with us every Chiefs game in your urban oasis. Details for you at the Ambassador Hotel's social media sites. This feels kind of big time. I feel kind of good. This is our first show on the road, even.
I never want to go back to a real job, you know? I like lounging around in a robe, recording.
Well, Kitty, I would say right now, based on recent events, I may not be able to go back to a real job, so you better get comfortable doing this. This might be it for us, and that's okay.
Yay!
In fact, I think that's even preferred. We're having a good time. We're having a blast. And again, thank you so much, Kansas City. We're going to wrap this thing up today. We're going to have sports with Benny Heisler on Wednesday. He's doing adult stuff. My man is a mover and a shaker. So we're going to talk all kinds of Chiefs recaps and all that stuff on Wednesday. But we just want to say thank you for doing this with us. We are nominated for Best Local Podcast, thepitchkc.com. Vote for us. Vote for yourselves. What I've been saying this entire time, if we win, KC Morning Host, you can add that to your bio as well, because you're doing this with us. So when the show wins, we all win. But we got to win first. ThePitchKC.com. The KC Morning Show Podcast. Kitty, what you got going on today? Anything?
Oh, not a lot. Got a review for a Spanish exam, actually, today.
This girl. Mm-hmm. I need you to help me check out. I need you to help me put my life back together. We gotta figure some things out from the weekend. Mm-hmm. Should I go get a workout in real quick?
Yeah. Work them glutes out.
A workout is a good thing to aspire to, but right now, I just don't think I have it
in me. I think they have a gym in this hotel. Ooh. You know, you could sweat the booze out.
Huge thanks again to Sean and to Janelle Monáe. That was awesome. That was super
cool. We have really cool friends, and one day I would like to consider Janelle Monáe one of them.
Goals. That's a goal right there, Kitty. My name's Hartzell. Kitty! Let's go change the world today, huh? Let's do that. Let's change the world today, Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
We'll see you in the morning. Kitty, say goodbye.
Bye.